Hey everybody, this is season 2 premiere of Andy and Reggie's Songs About Stuff and Things Radio.
Well, I am so happy to be back.
This is episode 14, if anybody's keeping track. And we're kicking it off on a subject called
People
Falling Out. Song somewhat related to the fall season here.
A
little more related to just fallouts, but just so you guys know here, there's been no changes with our staff. Reggie's still on board. Tom Derby is a full-time member. We will refer to him as Lord Thomas Derby.
Thank you, Lord Derby.
He was knighted this past summer.
And
we've got some new friends in the studio. In particular, one of Lord Derby's good friends. Sorry, Tom.
Lord Derby.
Sean Lippy. He's the IT administrator at Lord Derby's company, DerbyReynolds.com. He also spends part of the fall hunting with Lord Tom.
What do
you guys do?
Well, let me tell you, I became a lord before that. Sean Lippy, he's going to be here. He's going to stop by and tell us a story. He's my friend. In the fall, we go hunting. We go hunting. We like to find some monster bucks. And we got a story about a monster buck that we let loose. We're hoping to see it again.
Lord Derby.
We get such pleasure killing living things out in the woods. Because that's what America does.
No, I don't do that, Tom.
We kill and we eat.
That's not what I do here, Lord.
I agree with you, Andy.
It's what I do.
Kicking things off, cannonball adderline.
Officially living.
But we're going to come back to that.
Yes, we
I don't agree with you.
I don't care. I'm your Lord. You will listen to me. Why? Oh, you dollar sign. Hey!
Thank you. I don't think about the highway when I'm lying in your
bed. Yeah, you best. I'm your Lord Derby. I'm gonna come and get you.
And you know what I've done.
Yes, I do.
What I spend my money on.
I have no idea why.
And I can keep from walking with your legs around mine.
Yeah, that makes no sense. You can't walk when you got legs around your head.
Sweet Lord,
that's me up here,
an honest man.
That's right, Lord Derby, an honest man.
Won't somebody call the preacher? Won't somebody tune up the band?
That's right.
Hallelujah
to me.
I'm an honest man.
I know about you, you ain't no honest man, but Lord Derby is. I'm here to rain down judgment. What'd you do, lose them?
And I can raise those kids. I'm sure they'll like me fine.
Yeah, I doubt it.
And I will learn my lessons and get to the bank on time.
Oh, you got to the bank, boy. But you didn't learn nothing. You bad.
Sweet Lord.
That's right, I'm here, Lord Derby.
An honest man.
That's me.
Somebody call the Won't somebody tune up the band?
That's a nice band.
Hallelujah.
To me.
All in all.
No, you ain't. You know you ain't, boy. You ain't honest at all. You best listen to your Lord Derby.
Sweet Lord.
That's right.
An honest man. Somebody call the preacher.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody tune up the bass.
They don't need no tuning, they're so good.
Hallelujah.
To me.
I'm an all.
Yeah, that's a lie. Lord Derby, the honest man, you just a boy.
I know I am.
No, you ain't. You're just another scumbag.
He could shut his stuff. Had the whole town scared to death. When he walked by, they all held their breath. He's a fighting man, sure enough. And then Bill got himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life done changed him somehow. Now they all call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till a brown-skinned woman bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. No, no, no. He's doing the dishes and mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Well, he used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Van Halen, Diver Down. Band that's had many falling outs and getting back togethers. And
I had a fallout with Big Bad Willie.
It's a Van Halen version I prefer with David Lee Roth, like many people.
I like Gary Cherone.
You heard a duet between the Wandering Sons, led by Corey Chisel.
Oh, it was
Mapleton,
so nice.
Wisconsin, or somewhere else.
The time almost
and our own Lord Derby, who has stepped out to go to the bathroom.
Oh, figures.
And that song in particular, Honest Man Blues, was recorded in the city of Rockford, Illinois, at the old Fuse Studio down on 7th Street.
Oh, I did not know that.
Studio had a short existence. That band in particular, Wandering Sons, and the producers, Mark Moraski, Miles Nielsen, and many people involved created some beautiful music
there. Who? Tell me.
However, with concerns to Corey Chisel and Wandering Sons and the music made in Rockford, huge falling outs.
Oh, they're definitely wandering now.
That band. And however, like a lot of great art, some great music came out of it.
Oh,
and that's
man.
Typically what happens with many falling outs.
Life's imitating art, Andy. Wandering Sons.
Moving on here, I think we've spoken enough about Smoke Monster.
Yeah.
So let's get this next string of songs going with Nas and Memory Lane.
What is it like? Know what I'm saying? Yo, gang. I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies, and prisoners. Hennessy holders and old school drinking, then I'll be dissing the unofficials that mo woolly tie. I dropped out of coolie high, gas the block, look at cutie pie, jungle survivor, focus the lava. My man put the battery in my back, a difference for managers. A sentence begins indented with formality, moderation's infinite, money wise, a physiology, poetry that's a part of me. Retardedly, Bob, I dropped the ancient manifested hip hop, straight off the block.
a park chance. My man with ice for a sheep coat. Chocolate blessing, make me see him dropping out steel mo. It's real, grew up in tripe life. The times of white times, the high fives, murderous night times, the night fights and bright crimes. Chill on the block with Carniac, cold strap. With my peeps that's in the drug money market interact. No sign of the beast and a blue Chrysler. I guess that means peace for noise against shice device to just snipe ya. Start off the dice, roll the match for crap to CeeLo. With side bets, so roll the deuce, nothing below.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Now that this shit's explained, I'm taking niggas on a trip straight through memory lane. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that. Is the real showbiz? My window facing shit out. Drug overdoses. Live amongst the roses. Only the drama. For real, it's late. It's my fate. My medicine is the ganja. Here's my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blown. Black stitches of patulaces. People's a petrol. Dramatic. I'm an odic. I let blow. And back down popo when I'm back. So my pen taps the paper. Then my brain's blank. I see dark streets. Hustling brothers who keep the same rank. Pumping for something. Some are prosperous or fail. Judges hanging in niggas. Incorrect bells. Direct sales, my intellect prevails. From my hanging cross with nails, I reinforce the frail. With lyrics that's real, word to Christ, a disciple of streets. Trifle on beats, I decipher prophecies. Through a mic to say peace, I hung around the older fools while they slink absent dingbats. They spoke with fat cat, that's a good name. A bell rings, blacks and fame scream about supreme team of Jamaica Queens thing. Uptown was outpost, son, heard he was kingpin. Yo, fuck rap is real, watch the earth stand still. Never talking to snakes, cause the words a man kill. True in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein. I pull my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.
Yeah.
Heard Nas kicking off everything there with Memory Lane, Sitting in the Park off of the Illmatic record.
I like that.
That was released in 1994.
I used to
Nas had a huge falling out with Jay-Z. However, you know, I don't know if Jay-Z's career would have skyrocketed the way it did without that record in particular and the unfortunate death of assassination, whatever you want to call it. Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, it was an assassination, Andy.
That falling out between Nas and Jay-Z did create
some of hip-hop's best music, though.
It creates some of its worst. Look at Puffy.
In hindsight, they pushed each other.
Oh, no.
That's one of my favorite
Puffy.
Hip-hop songs. After that, the Brit Rock feud between Blur and Oasis. Each band has had their falling out.
Yeah.
Blur, in particular, between Graham Coxon and Damon Albarn. You heard Yuko and Hero off of the Great Escape record.
Those are some very confusing names. It's a
beautiful
Japanese
song. The characters in particular are having a casual falling out.
Oh, they work too hard.
And it's one of my favorite Blur songs, and maybe one of my favorite songs out of that whole Britpop movement ever. And Mucky Fingers.
Oh.
And that's Oasis. Noel Gallagher taking the lead on that.
You know, well, his brother Liam is not very smart, Andy.
Just being Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
That song... it's off of the Don't Believe the Truth record.
Oh,
I won't. It's got a nice Velvet Underground sort of nod to it. I dig Oasis, always have.
Oh,
Reggie,
me too, Andy. We should talk more about Liam Gallagher, though, why he's
about
so naughty.
Actually, I don't really care.
No, you don't, Andy.
Reggie, why don't you tell everybody who we got here in the studio, or maybe let Lord Derby take it.
Lord Derby is still, he left, our assistant told us that he's picking up Sean from work, and they'll be here soon. They got a story to tell. Andy, we're going to talk about why you don't care later. There's a reason. There's a huge falling out between Andy and with Lord Derby or me, but it affects all of us. It affects our radio show. And we should tell you right now before we forget that we are being sponsored by RockfordNews.com, and that's RKFDNEWS.com. RKFDNews.com. That's right. RKFD is short for Rockford, but we're not recording this show in Rockford, and we should tell you, we're not even in Illinois. No. We made a gut instinct decision this summer to relocate our show. So that we felt better about what we do and where we wake up, because Illinois is not a nice place at all. And we'll leave it at that. We have more music to play, and we have a story from Lord Derby and Sean coming up, and let's get this going again, because some good music to get to it falling out. And here's another falling out. One of my favorite rapper, Eazy-E, he started N.W.A. and he had a falling out with everybody. I mean, man, everybody couldn't stand Eazy-E, and then they felt bad he died. That's right, he died of AIDS. But that, you know, whatever, Eazy does it. He
hey, man, we got to do a radio version of this song.
Let it ride. I think I got something for it.
Well, I'm Eazy-E, I got women galore. You may have a lot of women, but I got much more. With my super duper group coming out to shoot, Eazy-E, homegirls cold knocking the boots. Cause I'm a hip-hop thugster, I used to be a monster. And if you hurt, you think I own a drugstore. Getting stupid cause I got it like that. And if a sucker talks trash, I give him a
smack.
Eight ball sipping, the women are flipping. Slow down and hit a dipping, continue my tripping. Hitting my switches, collecting my pieces. Get the money that I make so I can add to my riches. Fill my stash pot and start rubbing my gat. Feeling good as hell cause my pockets are fat. A hardcore feeling cold roaming the streets. And with a homie like Dre just supplying the beats. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Always got the knuckleheads on the run. Hitting like that, I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now. Eazy does it. Eazy does
it. I was knocking up.
What's your name, boy?
Call me Fresh Eazy.
Where you from, fool?
Compton.
Yeah. Rolling through the hood, cold tearing it up. Stick my head out the window and I say, what's up? To the homies on the corner, cold bumping the box. But you know that's an alibi for slanging the rocks. A dice game started, so I pulled out a buck. Then I put my car in park so I could try my luck. Hard to roll with my girl, jockin' 24-7. Roll one time, ate him up, hit 11. Got another point, I made a 10 of 4. Was cleaning up fast and was itching for more. Laughing in their faces cause the boy was too quick. The one fool got jealous, said you're making me sick. He acted real stupid, knew he wouldn't last. So I said to myself, my boy, you better think fast. He went,
damn.
Then I went, money gone. As you can see, I cold broke his. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Always got the knuckleheads on the run. Hitting like that, I make you ask, what was it?
Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Who does it?
I said Easy does it.
But how does he do it?
Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing.
Man, what you gonna do now?
Now I'ma break it down just to tell a little story. Straight out the box, from the gangster category. About a sucker named Tucker. He's addicted, he's a smoker, but in Compton called a clucker. He used to have a house car and golden rings, but the cookie crack took all those things. He must have been starving cause he broke in my house. Caught the fool on the block and cold knocked the boy out. Now I wanted for assault that I had to commit. Yeah, I went to jail, but that wasn't it. Got to the station by the 8:45. Called my girl to get me out cause I was down for mine. The girl was a trip, cold hung up the phone. Now my only phone call was in the ganking zone. All the things I did for her, like keeping her on top. I swear when I get out, it's gonna have to stop. Well, by now you can guess it, it was just my luck. The bailiff of the station was a neighborhood cluck. I looked him straight in the eye and said, what's up? And said, let's make a deal, you know I do you up. Now I'm back on the streets and I'm feeling good. I caught the stupid girl in the neighborhood. Pulled her by the hair and it was all because I had to show the girl what time it was. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Always got the knuckleheads on the run. Hitting like that, I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
From around the way, born in 73. Hardcore B-boy named Eazy-E. It's 88 now, 73's obsolete. Boy with a serious attitude and 100% street.
chance in loving.
Never saw it coming, what a surprise. It's been a wonder. Electricity tells a story. The sound in the ears, fear is watching you. It's watching you close. You can fight it. Both arms swinging, or try to wash it away. Pay up to the echoes of okay. No more, no more will I see.
They can't take it.
Yeah. You just heard Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's just a thought. It's John Fogerty on the lead vocal there.
I got my friend Sean here.
Record. That was the last record that John would record with the band. CCR, one of rock and roll's great rock and roll fallouts.
Oh, they influenced.
In between there, you heard
Get ahead of yourself.
Jeff Tweedy of Wilco and Jay Farrar's Son Volt, their first band, Uncle
CCR
Tupelo.
Influenced Uncle Tupelo.
A double shot there. Tweedy with the vocal on No Sense in Lovin'. Farrar on Steal the Crumbs.
Like
those two songs end Uncle Tupelo's fourth and final record, released in 1993.
Great
falling out.
Spit
There's
it out, Ian.
Really been no reconciliation by the two songwriters.
There don't need to be.
And not much has been said about why Jay Farrar went his own way.
Oh, he had to.
But
you
he
know?
Did.
Always
and
creative
Wilco
you,
became
ladies.
Wilco.
You know that.
And
money
Jay Farrar continues to do whatever Jay Farrar wants to do,
yes,
which is
should.
Great for everybody because it's more music for everyone.
That's right. Yeah. Wilco.
Starting all that off easy
money.
With Easy Does It.
I love that song.
One of Reggie's
song.
Requests.
Yep, I
great
love
hip-hop
it.
Song.
I don't like that song. It's
As
too
told
got
you,
me through my
Eazy founded
dark
NWA,
period.
Which Ice Cube came out of, and a few other
you
notable
in a gang, Reggie.
Rappers we could spend all
it
day talking about.
It saved me from
Dr.
getting
Dre,
involved in
et
gangs, Andy. I lived my life through those songs,
and
so I didn't have to really live
on
it.
Here. We got a special guest. In fact, part of our arrangement to relocate the show from Illinois to Wisconsin
was a great decision.
Because Lord Derby asked us
You're
to, and I couldn't really argue it because Illinois has just been a constant source of nothing.
It's
terrible.
There's no opportunities.
I've been waiting for the train to get
no
out.
Money. I mean,
there ain't no terrible. Speedboats. I mean, I'm
Magic
the one that
runs this show.
Yeah, I know. Phantom power.
We decided, for creative purposes,
for this, ain't no
keep this
power.
Thing going. To relocate the show right across the border from
That's
Rockville,
right.
Illinois to Beloit, Wisconsin.
That's
I love
right.
Why
Wisconsin?
Because
Wisconsin is God's country.
It's
yes,
right.
It is.
It's
Lord's country.
Derby.
It's Lord Derby's country.
Yes,
take it away, Tom. This is your country.
You're welcome. I
Tell
love
us about your
you.
Friend.
Oh, I will. He's sitting here right next to me. I'm going to introduce him. Make him a grand entrance on songsaboutstuffandthings.com. That's right. I'm Lord Derby, and I said to Andy and Reggie, listen. Y'all want to survive another season. Y'all want to entertain people, especially the poor people of Rockville, Illinois, the peasants. And let's face it, they ain't listening. They don't care. They have no taste.
No one listens to you, Lord. They don't listen to us.
We got to go to Wisconsin. It's better everything. It's my country. We got speedballs and cheese.
Oh, I love your
speedballs. The best beer in all of America. The best cheese you can dream of. That's right. And one of the reasons that we got my friend Sean Lippy here, he worked for me too at DerbyReynolds.com. Check us out. See, Sean and I, we always go to Wisconsin. We hunt. We hunt for monster bucks. That's right. We love monster buck hunting. Everybody in the office gets so upset. Jenny Kowalski always like, where Tom and Sean?
Jenny is so mean.
Sean, you want to tell them a story about last fall we went hunting for monster bucks? So remember what happened, man?
I said,
oh, man,
don't shoot.
I still think about that big old monster buck. It was something else. Let's introduce you to everybody. This is Sean Mother Lippy.
Thank you. I'm Sean Motherfucking Lippy. And I am one of Lord Derby's friends.
Why are you
I am
wearing
an
that?
IT administrator
Bubble.
At DerbyReynolds.com.
That's right.
Lord Derby and I like to hunt. I also write my
Andy
own
and
column
I don't like
called Lippy's Lessons.
I love hunting.
When I'm not working so hard, I love chilies. Old Chicago Italian nachos.
Me
and
too,
I really
Sean.
Love the ladies.
Oh, Sean, you're going to get along with us. I have to ask you. You're wearing a strange outfit. It's a bubble space
suit.
Sean,
take that off. You're crazy.
Tell us about it, because I've got some strange noises going on in my headset.
Well,
and I need to know exactly, is this something
time,
you wear everywhere?
Yes, Reggie. This is something that I do wear around the office.
It's terrible.
Lord Derby sometimes says, take that silly stay shoe off.
I say, take that off, Sean. It's nasty.
Everybody looks
stupid.
At me funny. It's an orange suit. It's our company colors. I have a plastic helmet just in case it keeps all the bacteria out from my fellow coworkers.
And
I just don't understand why people are so confused by this outfit, because it keeps me healthy. And especially with, like, the winter months coming up, and Lord Zerby and I are going to go hunting.
That's right.
This orange spacesuit keeps me so healthy.
Now, well, let me tell you something, Sean. You ain't going to be wearing that this season.
Oh,
I know
on,
it keeps
Lord,
you healthy, but we let that monster buck go last year.
Yes, we did.
Why don't you recite to everybody the story about that big old monster buck that you told everybody about on DerbyMouse.com?
I thought you'd never
You started off and then tell me, you know, there's a part where I said, I told you why
yes,
we were going to let that buck
yes, you
go.
Did.
So, come on, Shawnee boy, tell everybody about that monster buck we saw last year.
I'd love to. Okay, everybody, so this is Lippy's Lessons number 14, and you can read all my lessons on DerbyReynolds.com. Just gonna warn you that they're not for the faint of eyes and ears. And it's titled, Look
crazy.
At That Monster Buck Over There. She sure do look like she tastes good.
It's one of my favorite lessons.
Well, hello. It has been a long time for me, Sean Mother Lippy, to talk to you. I have been busy helping Mr. Tom Derby hunt for deer this fall. That's when you were Mr. Lord. We sat up all night watching the Monster Buck series on DVD back in September. And he said to me, Shawnee, you stick with me and we will find a 32-point buck to kill and eat.
We did.
So excited, and we did. Mr. Tom Derby is an amazing sharpshooter. We killed 48 monster bucks, but none were more satisfying than the big buck we saw in October with a white dot on his orange fur. Orange fur, it was so sexy, it was like our company.
That's
we tracked him till the end of November,
too good to be
and
true,
God, we found him. T-Derbs, I like to call him that, opted against killing him, which surprised me. I was like, well, come on, Mr. Derby, let me kill him. We stuff him, we hang him at the office. We look at that white dog. It's all Derby Reynolds. It's a Derby Reynolds deer. Mr. Derby taught me a very good lesson then about grudges and bucks, especially monster bucks, about why it wasn't the right time for that monster buck to go down like that. It just wasn't fair. And Lord Derby, this is where you have to jump in. This is where you contributed to my lesson number 14. So take it away, Lord.
Picking up Libby's lesson number 14, I said to Shawnee. Shawnee, that there deer never did anything to you.
I remember that like yesterday.
Before to invite you into its world. Wait for her to say bad things about you to the other creatures out here in the forest. Come this fall, which is now, you will have heard it all.
Never be good
at holding a grudge. Rather, make like an Olympian copper medal winner.
I will, Lord.
Back to any and all judges, bucks, if warranted.
I hand it back.
Retribution
to
is much different from revenge out here in the forest. If what's been delivered via words by monster bucks with big mouths are rooted solely in self-entitlement and disrespect for the simple ploy of destroying a character, receiver is creatively warranted the rights to return it. Cue for fire. The trick of the trade and time better spent if handled right. Don't get mad. That's what my Uncle Bill always told me. He said, get even. It's everyone's right to defend their character with their work if warranted. Time is precious, Sean. So make sure retribution stings a bit if it's being handed back to its righteous, not rightful, owner. It can teach a lesson, but more often it only encourages drunken curveballs that don't break at the knees to be thrown right back. Those are fun. Catch them in mid-flight. Throw a fastball right back anywhere but in the strike zone. It's all baseball. The next possible play is the one to play for. Two wrongs never make a right, but one of two wrongs can make a delicious cake that still tastes amazing when it lands on the other person's face.
That's right, Lord.
That's right. In this case, when we nail that mother buck with a delicious cake on its face. Now, you asked me a very important question because you, Shawnee, have been called the free guy by other mother scumbag ad firm owners disguised as hunters. Clients. Well, I hope I have taught you well. You be called the free guy. You are entitled to throw free $HIT. You've been handed right. That's right. Y'all know what I'm saying right now, Shawnee boy.
I do. You bet your mother ass I do, T-Durbs. I sees what you are saying. And for everyone, I'm picking right back up where Libby lesson number 14 left off. And even though I sees that their monster bug was taunting me, it was talking $HITS about me to the other dumb ASS monster bucks in the forest when they were getting their drunk on at night. I should just let it go. Wait till it comes around again. Talking $HIT and then throwing some Betty Crocker cream in his face. I get it now. You are really telling me to hold back on stealing another ad firm's clients when it's too
that's
easy.
That's right. You that's
your
me
real
kidding.
Message. I really do get it, T-Durbs.
That's right.
I will let the clients come back to me. Exactly. Just like this here monster bug with
that's
a white
right.
dye.
That's
and
right.
It's orange fur that we saw that day that you told me to let go. I will let that go. I just hope those shady $ED scumbags who be running ad firms in poor towns are wearing their metal panties like you keep telling me
that's
to tell
right.
me.
Get your metal panties on,
scumbags. Mr. Derby
listen to me,
always has the right things to say, even when we be sitting out in the fields in our special John J. Rambos
that's
with
right.
our machine guns and bows and arrows
yeah,
waiting for monster bugs. And you see, that's my boy. That's my boy, Thomas Derby. He's a lord now. He's the president of the United States of Derby Runnels.
And that's dollar sign on the state.
I am Sean Mother Liffy. I am the IT administrator of DerbyReynolds.com. And I want to thank Lord Derby
you're
for
welcome,
having me here
Shawnee.
Today.
You're welcome. You're,
if you'd like
you're
to see me out
man.
And about in town, you can catch me eating some Italian nachos
right.
at Old Chicago. Every now and then I like to go over to the Olive Garden for the breadsticks. And Barry and I truly love the baked potatoes at Lone Star.
Oh, they're so delicious, y'all.
Very nice, too. Find me. I'm out and about in the town everywhere between Schaumburg to Rockford. And however, when I spend my money,
villages.
I prefer to cross
so
the state line to Wisconsin, where Lord Derby and I will be hunting for the biggest monster
oh,
buck.
You can meet us
I
a demon.
That monster
we sell
buck,
our monster bucks to
the
demons.
The one you told me to let go of, Lord. I am going to get it this time. I'm going to kill it.
That's
I'm going to
right,
it.
Johnny, that's the spirit.
To stuff it, part of it, and hang it on our
yeah,
wall at
the
office.
That's the spirit.
Oh, Andy, can we...
that is the American spirit, Johnny. I'm so happy. There you have it.
Andy,
there was Sean
waiting?
Liffy. That's my friend. He's my hunting partner, and he works for me at DerbyReynolds.com. It was Liffy's
Lord,
lessons number 14.
Lord, we got to end this.
And we
this
hope you're
crazy.
Still awake.
Oh, Lord.
You boys, you got to take it away. I can't take it. That was ridiculous.
Oh, Lord Derby, I have to tell you that Andy fell asleep, and we're assuming that we lost most of our listeners during the season 2 premiere. And I'm going to have to end this. This is the Kinks ending our episode on fallouts and falling out. And we're thinking maybe this episode might create a fallout. Andy doesn't seem to care. He is, he's sleeping. And, this here, the Kinks, is Dave and Ray Davies. They had a huge falling out, and, we're gonna play a song called Strangers that Andy picked out, and he loves this song. He plays it for me at least once a week, and it's Dave. It's Dave Davies on the vocal, and it's off the Lola record, you know, like a lot of brothers, Dave and Ray didn't get along, but this is a beautiful song by Dave, and maybe this will wake Andy up, because I gotta end this. This is terrible. Whatever just happened, and we'll see you next time on Songs About Stuff and Things Radio Hour. You can find us online and on iTunes. Free episodes. Subscribe while you can before they shut us down. And have a nice whatever. Just do whatever you do. Thank you.